Yeah.
Okay, Erev Tov. Good evening. Yesterday, we surveyed the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah in Perek Gimel Halacha Yud, and we attempted to be medayik from the language of the Rambam, a very strong, a very emphatic position regarding someone who has in mind to be nene from Divrei Torah, whether he's a Malamed, a Mechanech, a Rosh Yeshiva, a Rosh Kollel. The Rambam used very strong language. He spoke of Chilul Hashem, Bizayon HaTorah, extinguishing the Mor Hadas, causing himself many difficulties, and ultimately, Notel Chayim in Olam Haba. We noted at the end the position of the Kesem Mishneh. We didn't go through the entire Kesem Mishneh. We just really, more or less, came to the Maskana of the Kesem Mishneh at the end. The Kesem Mishneh quotes a Yerushalmi and indicates that the meaning of Klal Yisrael is not in sync with the Rambam. And the reason the Kesem Mishneh offers is quite straightforward. He's concerned about, Chachmei HaDoros were concerned about, God forbid, if the Parnassah were not available to Malamdim, then they wouldn't be able to study Torah and teach Torah properly. And God forbid, it could lead, Chas v'Shalom, to catastrophic consequences. Vaisa Torah mishtakachas. And Baruch Hashem, because the Torah is available and people are able to be sustained by the Torah, Yagdil Torah v'yadim. He refers to a Yerushalmi in Ma'aseh Sheni and in Yevamos. This Yerushalmi actually is quoted by Mefarshim. For example, Rashi and the Sforno in their Pirush on Shir HaShirim, on the Pasuk, Im lo teidi lo chayofa banoshim, is if you don't have a halacha psuka, says Rashi and the Sforno, tzilach bikvei atzon. And the language of the Yerushalmi is the language of Rashi and the Sforno, that they comment over there, kevin shehalacha rofefes biyadecha, L'chi achar aminog. So both Rashi and the Sforno indicate if there's a lack of clarity regarding the halacha, we don't know how to paskin, one should follow the minhag Yisrael. And this Yerushalmi is quoted quite often with reference to any number of items. I'll just read the language of the Shtei Chemed. The Shtei Chemed writes, with reference to the issue of Metzitza B'peh, which Kayadua is a subject of a major controversy, or as I think you would pronounce it, controversy. Whatever the case is, the Metzitza B'peh issue is an old issue, Ba'advarim Atikim. So the Shtei Chemed writes over there the following: V'lo yoziz kol shu mikabalos avesov, v'lo yichapei sachar tachbulos. Lios chacham yeser me'asher chachma avoseinu b'inyanin yimusi Hashem. We can't be wiser than our forebears. Ki lo kidarki tevel darki Torah. The ways of the Torah are different than the ways of the world. B'yishuv ha'ilah manasa yidei b'nei Adam. Kol asher yisarchu ayomim, as days go on, as we progress in time, yosifu lehetiv liyashiv ha'ilah b'chachmais v'takonos. The world, of course, is into new technologies. The world is into newfangled appliances. But that is not the Derech HaTorah. Al kein tev lehitzi b'zeh hayoshon b'nei achodosh. So obviously, when it comes to technology, the world progresses, and undoubtedly, technology has brought with it a lot of wonderful achievements and accomplishments that clearly have made our lives considerably easier and more commodious and more pleasant. Avotaras Hashem Elokeinu, Masi Elokimi, V'lo Masi Enosh, says Rav Chaim Chizkiya Medini, the Shtei Chemed. We cannot compare the two, because the Torah of Hashem Yisbarach is the work of Hashem Yisbarach, the work of a divine being, and not human handiwork. Alchein b'chol ha'dvorim tzvichim l'chapei sachar ha'derach asher dorcha v'sheinim ha'krobim l'mokar. We have to go back to the Rishonim, who are closer to the Makor, namely, Maimon HaSinai, Yosef me'anachtu ha'achreinim, v'lachin omer ha'kosuf, shal avicha ve'agecha, zkeinecha v'yomu lach. So, clearly, the Stechemed indicates there's a fundamental distinction between technology, the way the modern world operates. There's a tendency to dismantle and to negate and repudiate and refute everything that came before us. And a lot of it, of course, is Latov. Certainly, there are a lot of wonderful elements that are involved. But when it comes to Torah Hashem Elokeinu, there we have to rely upon those that were closer to Maimon HaSinai. So this notion, which the Keser Mishnah quotes here at the end, this Yerushalmi, which is cited by, as I mentioned, Rashi and the Sforno and that Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, there's a lot of discussion relating to these matters. Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal often was fond of mentioning that when the Reform movement began in the 1800s, so among the many things they did, they felt the need to somehow reform the Siddur. That the Siddur, the classical Siddur, which of course, as we know, is really the product of many, many hundreds of years, probably going all the way back to the days of the Gaonim, and maybe even before then. Bits and pieces appear in the Gemara, but Rav Sadia Gaon has a well-known Siddur that he put together, and other Gaonim, and generally throughout the Doros, they added till the Siddur that we have today emerged, which is an amalgam of probably many, many generations. But the Reform decided that they were not happy about a number of the elements in the Siddur. I'm not going to the details. We know that they wanted to eliminate references to Eretz Yisrael, Pesach Hazena, and Eina B'Shuv Chol Tzion B'Rachamim. And then they decided at one point in time that on Shabbos, after the Haftarah, and after Kriyas HaTorah, we recite Yikum Purkan twice. They couldn't understand for the life of them what the value of that Yikum Purkan is. So they first they eliminated one of them. And then after a while, they decided to eliminate the second. And they say over in the name of Shmuel David Litzato that he said they were essentially fulfilling a pasuk in Bereishis. Vayimach es kol ha-yikum asher al pnei adama. They essentially eliminated not just one yikum, but all the yikums, as the Torah describes in the context of the Bible. So sometimes in the course of introducing modernity, there's a cost and there's a price to pay. And when it comes to Torah, we have to be exceptionally careful, exceptionally cautious. Zos haTorah lo te mukhlefes. And I'm not going to go into a discussion of this issue regarding Minhag Yisrael. It will lead us far afield and perhaps also lead us into, as you describe it, controversy, which I try to avoid to the extent that I can. But back to the Keser Mishnah, this is the position that he takes. I want to continue examining a few more Rambams that I believe are also relevant until I will then share with you what I believe is the Pashup Shad in the Rambam, Lefi Aniyus Dayti. The Rambam on page number 8, among the letters that the Rambam wrote, so this is a letter written to his very Choshev Talmid, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Ibn Aknin, the one who asked him to translate the Moreh Nevuchim. And this Talmud asked the Rebbe about opening up a Beis Medrash to teach. So he writes over here on page number 8, Hinei yushesicha she'tzitzach medrash utalamed v'torah halacha. You could certainly open up a Beis Medrash in order to teach. Imashkida al yidiyas hachibur al choshishani l'cha she'yeru l'cha k'totos imoyim tamid. V'lo tusag tachle zula saktotas. He's worried about machlekes. He's worried about dissension. V'yotchim titzarech l'lamed yivtal mischarcha v'lokachas mehem lo yotzcha. The Rambam indicates to his Talmud that I'm worried. If you become involved in this Beis Medrash, in this enterprise, your business, apparently Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, his Talmud, Talmud HaYokar, had a business, and the Rambam is worried about that the business is going to suffer. And to go ahead and take money to be nene from the Beis Medrash, to take schar from the Talmidim, the Rambam indicates, I'm advising you that that's ill-advised. Better to be a tailor, to be involved in the weaving, to be a nagar, some sort of umanut, the rabbi suggests to him, as opposed to being nene from Talmud Torah. The rabbi indicates that if you're going to get involved with wages that people are going to pay you for the study of Torah, for teaching Torah, then Rachman al-Litzan, you could have negative consequences. It could lead to a bizarre Torah. The Rambam suggests continue in your business ventures or the study of medicine. He tells him that he should study the Rif. When a person obviously studies the Talmud carefully, there could be differing opinions, varying positions. So the Rambam's position here is quite clear. Namely, that the Rambam is advising his Talmud not to take schar for Talmud Torah, for the Limud HaTorah, for teaching Torah. But, as I mentioned, the Rambam does not see per se here that there's an element of Chilul Hashem. He doesn't speak here the way he spoke in Mishnah Torah, where he used very strident, very strong language. If the initiative comes from the Talmidim, that seems to be the intent in this letter, that somehow they approached Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda with the initiative to build a Beis Medrash, and they're the ones who initiated this overture. So under those circumstances, again, the Rambam does not see here an Isur or Chilul Hashem, because they're the ones who came forth, and they asked the Rav to go ahead and teach them, and they'll pay a maskores. But the Rambam is worried about a possibility of bizoyim, possibility of bizoyim HaTorah as a result of that. And the ideal, of course, is that one should be mispanes miyegia kapov, and not bilimud HaTorah. And that's exactly what the Rambam had written in the Rambam that we had read yesterday. When, again, going back to that Rambam, the Rambam writes over there, we saw this in page number 7 in Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Aleph. The Rambam, as we mentioned, divided the halacha into two. In the Rambam, the earlier Rambam in Halacha Yud, he spoke very strongly against using the Torah as a cardinal lachbarba. And in Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam idolizes the work ethic. So even though the Rambam writes in the previous halacha that if someone is mispanis menatzdoka, is mechalas Hashem, so the simple pshat, as we are medayik in the Rambam, kol ha-meisim alibo sheyasek b'Torah. Someone who makes a decision that he's going to dafka, learn Torah or teach it, and be mispanis from that tzedakah that the people are going to give him, whether he does it volitionally or because of lachatz. Well, in the next halacha, and so too in the letter that we just read, apparently someone had some sort of panasa, but people ask him not to be Elsig in Panasa, but he should devote himself to Limud HaTorah, and they, in effect, will support him, they'll sustain him. So apparently the Rambam held that Mitzad Adin, that's permissible. And that's the distinction that I believe is to be made, and this is based on the Rambam Hilchos Talmud Torah in the two halachas that we just read, and we read yesterday more carefully, Halacha Yud and Yud Aleph. There the Rambam indicates, in one case, a person on his own decided to be Mispanis Menat Tzedakah. So there the Rambam speaks very negatively about that approach. But someone who has a panasa, that's what the Rambam writes in Yud Aleph, and as it indicates to his Talmud, he's approached by others. They're the ones who initiated this entire enterprise. So the Rambam clearly did not feel that under those circumstances, that would be a Chilul Hashem. It may involve some lack of Kavod HaTorah. So that would be one distinction between the two Rambams that I think is borne out by the language of the Rambam here in Hilchos Talmud Torah, as well as by the letter that I just referred you to, the letter to his Talmud, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda ibn Akhtin. So in effect, if this is correct, then that which we saw in also the Rambam in Hilchos Shemitah v'Yovel, which is the famous Rambam that we alluded to and we actually mentioned earlier in the previous set of Mar Mekomos, where there the Rambam writes in Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Yud Gimel, he says over there, V'lo Shevet Levi Bilvad, Ela Kol Ish V'Ish Mikol Bo'i Ha'olam, any individual, Asher Nod Baruch Ha'oso Ve'evinu Mado, anyone who makes a decision, the Hibad Olam of the Hashem, L'Shosu L'Ovdo, he's going to be in Ovid Hashem, L'Das Es Hashem, B'Holach Yosher K'mo She'oso Elokim, based on the Pasuk in Koheles, V'Elokim Osa Es Ha'odam Yosher Ve'im Mabikshu Chishvein Es Rabim, but a person is going to go in a glat way with Hashem Yisbarach, U'parak Me'al Tzavara Ol Chishvein Es Rabim, Asher Bikshu B'nei Odom, Ha'vezin Es Kaddish Kaddish Kadoshim. The Rambam there says that person will achieve the highest of levels. Hashem will become his nachala. He'll have whatever he needs, his necessities will be taken care of. So we mentioned already last week in one of the shurim that the Briskalov and the Mishnah Berurah refer to this Rambam in Shemitah v'Yovel, and they use this Rambam to essentially accentuate the position of Rashbi, of Rav Shimon Yochai, who felt that one has to be devoted 24-7 to the study of Torah, against the position of Rav Yishmael, Hanig ben Minadar Cheretz, but both the Briskalov and the Mishnah Berurah came to the conclusion this is only for Yechidei Sgula. And so this is a Rambam that they cite as support for their position. This is the position that is represented by Rav Shimon Yochai, the great Tana, and this position is for Yechidei Sgula. That's how the Mishnah Berurah and the Briskalov and others also see this Rambam. We mentioned that many actually interpret the Rambam as referring to Lav Davka, to members of the Jewish faith, but the Rambam says, Kol Ish V'Ish Mikol Bo'i Olam. The impression of this Rambam, it could be talking about even non-Jews who could achieve somehow such a level. But reading the Rambam, in light of what we just said a few moments ago, the Rambam is talking about not an individual who is nitmach ayyidei tzibur. He's not talking about someone who becomes a ward of the public, someone who's dipping into the public coffers, as the Rambam spoke earlier in Halacha Yud. The Rambam there is talking about someone, shemispanis benat zdoka. Here, if you read the language of the Rambam carefully, he's talking about someone who's zochet to siyata dishmaya. Essentially, who is supporting him? The Ribbono Shel Olam, kaviyocho. And he'll be able to achieve his panasa easily, in a facile kind of way, unencumbered by all the difficulties that all of us have in the course of panasa. The klola b'zeh sapecha techalechem will not be applicable to him. He'll be able to be ponui la'avodas Hashem. And the Radvaz, in effect, in that Rambam, writes that. The Radvaz seems to indicate that kind of position. So again, coming back to the basic distinction that we have drawn between the two halachas in the Rambam, Perek Gimel Halacha Yud and Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Aleph, there's no contradiction. One Rambam is talking about someone who, on his own, decides to initiate the scenario where he's going to be mispanes from tzedakah, from the public coffers, that the Rambam is very critical of. Mashen Kane, an individual who has panasa, such a person should maintain that panasa to the extent that he can. But that individual, if he's going to go ahead and also be nana from Torah, since he did not initiate it, as the Rambam writes to his Talmud, that would not be a chilul Hashem. And even though there are issues, perhaps a lack of Kavanah Torah, perhaps a bizoyon that might come with it, and this, I believe, this distinction is a simple pshat to be miyashev, what seems to be a conflict, perhaps, between the two Rambams. There's no conflict, of course, and that is the distinction between the two. And this explanation is also borne out by the Rambam Shmita V'Yovel, because they're not talking about someone who is receiving any kind of kaspei tzibur, any kind of tzmicha from the tzibur, but rather someone who's zoche to an incredible level of siyata d'shmaya. I will come back to this matter a bit later and indicate what I think is the mahalach in the Rambam, but this to me is the simple pshat in the language of the Rambam. Now the Rambam also has some further letters. If you look at page number 11 of the Maamar Kamos, so the Rambam discusses the Gemara Bava Basra that speaks of the ptur of mas. The Talmid Chacham should be potter, should have an exemption from taxes. And the Gemara also speaks about the maila of someone who's mechabi Talmid Chachamim, matil malai lekisha Talmid Chachamim. So the Rambam wrote a letter to Rabbi Ephraim Hadayan, and this is the letter Kuf Tzad Gimel, which is found actually on the page number 11 of the Maamar Kamos. The Rambam says here in the underlined section, Rambam quotes the Gemara in Bava Basra, very famous Gemara, the first parak on Daf Ches, where the Gemara speaks very strongly about someone collecting taxes from a head tax or other kinds of taxes from Talmidei Chachamim, that they violate Divrei Torah, Divrei Neviim, Divrei Ksuvim, Kama She'amru Chachamim, Ova Mara Daraisa, Ad Nevi, Ad Ksivi. And the Rambam goes on to explain, V'lo Dayan Shein Eiskim B'Malachton, B'Torchin La'Aviach L'cho, Kama She'voylem La'atil Malay, L'kis Talmidei Chachamim, El Shein Govim Imcho, Kosha Alin Adav Azeh Ad Ba'ed, V'chol Ma She'id L'mcho, Gezahu B'yodom. Again, very strong lashon in the Rambam. And apparently, the Rambam understood this p'tur of Talmidei Chachamim from taxes and the like. That's a chok that Chazal apparently were establishing because of Kavod HaTorah. There's an obligation to mechabit Talmidei Chachamim, to honor them. That's the lashon of the Gemara. Matul Malai, the kish of Talmidei Chachamim. The Pashab Shad, when the Gemara says that you're over on the Torah and the Bim Aksuvim, I imagine that the Pasuk of the Daraisa is an Asmachta Ba'alma, and also Malatil Malai, the Kisha Tamil Chum is Derach Kovid, and as the Rambam indicated, that sometimes it's done even for those that are not Tamil Chachamim. We know that the Rambam, and this is also another very, very significant letter of the Rambam. The Rambam wrote a letter, as you can see on page number 13 and 14. This is a letter that discusses the relationship that the Rambam had with his brother, Rab David. Apparently, the relationship was one of Yisachar Zvulun. It's fascinating that in the Mishnah Torah, you don't see that particular partnership discussed. It's not found in the Rambam and Mishnah Torah. But it would seem that that which is found in many Midrashi Chazal, and actually, Chazal derived from the Psukim, Smach Zvulun B'tzei Secher, V'Yisocha B'Yoholecha, the Rambam seemed to have that kind of yachas with his brother. If you look at the letter that the Rambam writes on page number 13, first he has the initial discussion, and then the Rambam goes on page number 14 and makes the following statement. The Rambam says that his father passed away. The Rambam through his father is also connected to the Rimagash. The Rambam considers himself to be a Talmud of the Rimagash through his father, Rabbi Maimon. And there's a description that is actually often cited of the Rimagash, which is just phenomenal. And the Rambam obviously held him to be a phenomenon in terms of learning and the like. So he writes further, Ubo kisvi atanchum miktsei marav yeretz edom, mi malach kama chadoshim, yata losam chalib chalaos. The Rambam received letters of consolation from many people. Obviously, communication then was not what it is today. And then the Rambam, in a very unusual and I would say even striking kind of openness, writes the following: Gam eruli tzaros rabos geluyos beres mitzvayim mecholoyim behefsin mamon vaamidas mosim alay l'argain. The Rambam did not have an easy time with many of his cohorts in Egypt, all types of sicknesses and loss of money, and people who obviously were envious of the Rambam, wanted to kill him. But then the Rambam underscores what happened at the end. What was the acme of all of his sorrows? She Rambam describes this tragedy that occurred as being the most tragic event of his life. He refers to the tragic death of his brother, Zechatag de Rocha, his brother Rab David, who apparently was a businessman whose ships plied the seas, and unfortunately the ship capsized and he drowned. Apparently he was in control of many people's assets, including mine and his and others. And he left a young daughter and an almana. Rambam was not able to recover from that terrible loss. Neifel al Amita, page number 15, Bishkinra, Uvidalekes, Uvitimon Leva. Physically and psychologically, Ram was absolutely, completely stunned by the loss of his brother. And he writes, Bikimat Kota Isi Obey. The Ramam almost reached Keilu Chas V'Shalom, the end of his rope. Eight years later, the Rambam is still ba'avelos. There's no nechama, no consolation. How could I possibly have consolation? The Rambam indicates that this brother literally was raised by the Rambam. Who a Talmud? He was a brother. He was a student. Who shei a nosim and nosim bashuk umaviach vani yoshev lavetach. Apparently, there was some sort of Yisachar Zvulun relationship between the Rambam and his brother. The Rambam's brother invested his money in business, in ships, in trade, and here we have what seems to be, without utilizing the Yisachar Zvulun terminology, that's what the Rambam seems to have had that relationship with his brother. The Haven B'Talmud B'Meira apparently was also very sharp and with tremendous acumen. The Haven B'Diktik Haloshin Yeser, he had other kaches as well in language and philology. V'lohoizuli Simcha Ele Beroso. The Rambam's greatest simcha was to see his brother. Arba kol simcha v'halach l'chayelam. Rambam speaks in such an extraordinary way that all my simcha essentially is gone when he left his demise. V'nichani nivhol be'eretz nachriya. He left the Rambam in a confounded kind of state. Kol eish she'erek sab yodo osefim misvarav. Apparently he was also someone who was clearly very capable. So when the Rambam sees his Ksav Yad, his Chidushim, Yehofech alai libi v'yaoru yigonai, once again, that sense of loss once again surfaces. Klolo shel dover ki erid al bini ovel shola. But the Rambam indicates, B'lule ha-Torah hi sha'ashuai v'diri ha-chokhme sha'ashakach bohem yigoni ozavadati v'oni. If not for the delight that I have in Limud HaTorah, if not for the Divrei Chochma that the Rambam literally was completely enveloped with, God forbid, Rachmanu Litzan, Ozavadati B'Ongi. This letter of the Rambam.
Does it sound like he's more misnachem because of his brother, the special person he was, or because of all the support that he had, or is it a combination?
I'm sure it's a combination of both, unquestionably. But one sees in the Rambam, I'll mention this Rambam. I heard from my Rebbe, Hagoyin Moron, Arav Soloveitchik Zatzal. In the course of a very short period of time, he lost 3 members of his family. His Rebbetzin was Nifter, his brother was Nifter, and his wife was Nifteris. And he often indicated that Lule Hatera Hisha Ashuoi Ozavada Tiboni. He would have been completely lost. He never would have been able to recover if not for Direi Torah Shashuoi. But I believe Rabbi Weiss, it's the combination of both, namely the brother, and also obviously the fact that he was supported by this brother. But my interest in the Rambam is only because of the Sacha Zvul element that seems to emerge here without using that terminology. The Rambam does not use that terminology, but it's clear that's the nature of the relationship between the Rambam and his brother. Now, there are many other Rambams. I didn't cite actually every single Rambam that I could have cited, where the Rambam speaks about the value of just learning Torah without becoming involved in any kind of enterprise. To someone, of course, who is independently wealthy, or to someone who has no need for panasa, there are many Rambams. You look in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Gimel Halacha Tes. You look in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Vav Halacha Ches. You look in Pirsha Mishnayis and Megillah, Perek Alef Mishne Gimel. You look in Hilchos Megillah, Perek Alef Halacha Ches, and a series of more igros and more letters that the Rambam has this position, namely the ideal to be involved in the study of Torah exclusively. There is another Rambam I want to call your attention to, and that's also a well-known Rambam on page number 16, in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim. There the Rambam, at the end of Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, he writes the following, in Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Ches. Le'olam yitchok oda matzmo yizgalgel bitzar, val yitztarech labrios, val yashlich atzmo ala tzibur. The Rambam indicates clearly that one should, even if necessary, not have recourse to other individuals and not become a ward of the public, al yashlich atzmo ala tzibur, but he should put himself even in a situation of tzchak, a penury. Even if he was a very high level and very beloved and very bakavadik at Talmud Chacham and unfortunately became impoverished, he should find some umnis, some profession. The Rambam cites the Gemara, Pshot Nevelta Beshuka, the Altistarach Labrios, the Altomar, Kanano, Gabarabano, as the Gemara says, and the Ram goes on to describe that. Muta Livshot or Behema Nevelos. Better to go ahead and flay the carcasses of animals that died without Shrita. Vadayomalom Chachum Godlani, Kayanani, Parnasuni, to go ahead and use the Keser of Torah, that people should support you. The Rambam says that's not appropriate. Ubekach tzivu chachamim. Doli hachachamim hayu mehem chayt ve'etzim v'neisi ha'koros v'shuav v'imayim l'ginos v'yosi ha'bazel v'apechomim v'lo shalom en ha'tzibur v'lo kiblu mehem shenosnu lehem. Even when they gave them, they refused to accept it. So this Rambam is again incredibly striking Rambam. And the Rambam is also speaking very strongly. And then the Rambam goes further. This is also the Rambam at the end that he indicates, Kol mishen atzarech litol merameh saham benotel eromeis minaziknat sheyitzarech labrios. Someone who's not in need, but he fools others, and he is on the receiving end. Chas v'sholom, that person, God forbid, will not die from old age, but he'll have recourse to brios. On the other hand, someone who is in need, in dire need, and has a necessity to be on the receiving end, umegis daito in a notel, but because of his sense of pride, does not want to take, hariz a shefik domim, ischai ben afsho, vein le bitzara le chatos vashomos, very strong loshin. V'chol mi she tzarech lito al bitzir, v'dochak es as asho, v'choyech hayitzar, kidei shal atviach al atzibur, someone who literally lives a life of penury, does not want to become a ward of the state, a ward of the tzibur, does not want to dip into public coffers. Ein ames ben azikna sheyefan sachem mishalom. Ba'olav al kliyotzi b'zeh nemar, baruch hagever, asher yiftach b'Hashem. So here again, we have another Rambam that is relatively clear in terms of his position. So let's just, perhaps by way of review, just mention again what seems to be the distinction between different situations that the Rambam spoke about. There is a fundamental distinction between someone who initiates, someone who decides I'm going to create an enterprise where I'm going to have recourse to tzedakah, namely, I will be sustained by the tzibur for teaching Torah, for learning Torah, for being mechanech, a rebbe, an avrech, whatever it may be, that the Rambam condemns, denounces as a chilul Hashem, as a bizayon haTorah, as just causing himself major difficulty, will affect his elam haba, the isa lehanas b'diretay b'elam hazeh. On the other hand, someone who's approached by others, and one could perhaps argue that this is exactly the situation that we're in today, that individuals clearly are approached by the tzibur. The tzibur requires mechanchim, rashi yeshiva, dayonim, rabbeim, people who are qualified to go ahead and teach Torah, and paskin shailos. So there the Rambam indicates, even though certainly, ideally, it would be best that that person were to have his own independent parnasa, but that is not considered to be a violation of that which the Rambam spoke about in Halacha Yud. That's something which would be in order, and I imagine that that's exactly what the Kesef Mishnah had in mind when he writes, when he cites the Yerushalmi, and he indicates that we seek all Chachmei Yisrael before the Rambam, after the Rambam, takes schar from the Tzibur, and they do so because there's a need for a Marechet. We need an entire system of Talmidei Chachamim, of Gedolei Yisrael, of Peskim, of Dayanim, of Rashi Yeshiva, of Rabbanim. We need that entire Marechet in order that the Torah should be promulgated, disseminated, in order that Chas V'Shalom, the Torah should not be in any way undergo any kind of diminution, kiloisi shochav and pizarro. That would be something that's permissible, even if one does not have any other panasa. That seems to be the position of the Rambam that emerges from both the Mishnah Torah and the letters of the Rambam, and I believe that is the seminal distinction that the Rambam is drawing between all these different situations. And I think this exactly is really what the Kesef Mishnah had in mind, at least to my understanding of things. But what I would like to do next, in the next year, is I would like to present a full-throated thesis on that which I just discussed a moment ago, and I'm going to be medayik a bit more in the Lashonos of the Rambam and not come to such a different conclusion. More or less will be the similar conclusion, but one thing we did not read, which I hope to read next as well, is the language of the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos et Avos. That also I xeroxed over here. And this is also a very famous Rambam, and a Rambam that speaks in very, very strong terminology. As he spoke in the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam in Mishnah Torah is in Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud, that we read, and the Kesef Mishnah cites as well the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos et Avos. And there also, that's the second place where the Rambam speaks. Perhaps maybe we'll look at it, if you don't mind, in the Mishnah that the Rambam describes, and this Mishnah is the Mishnah of Kadnam Lachbobo, Dishtamish Pesoga Cholof. So here the Rambam also speaks very strongly. But I see now the Rambam is a bit on the lengthy side, so perhaps we will defer this for Yitz Hashem next week, And when we once again we'll come back to discuss not just this Rambam, but overall I'll present to you based on a number of other diukim that I have in the language of the Rambam and the language of the Shulchan Aruch, a position which I don't think is different than that which I expressed a few moments ago, and we'll try to somehow put it all together in a coherent and cohesive kind of fashion.